While I'm thinking about it, everyone, I want to remind you that you do have options. It gives me great pleasure to join you all Monday through Sunday, Sunday through Saturday, however you want to look at it. Monday through Friday from 1 until 2 p.m. and on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays from 1 until 3 p.m. right here on 1550 a.m. The Voice. I also am just so pleased that we're able to offer you the option, the alternative, of joining online by going to speakingwith.com and listening online at your convenience. That's right. You just click on, you know, once you type in speakingwith.com, upper left-hand corner of the homepage, you see the words, listen online at your convenience. Click on that link. You see to your right, a list of guests and topics will show up. Scroll down, click on the guest or topic of your choice. And when you click on that link, you'll have the segments come up and you click on the segments of your choice. Three quick clicks and you're listening at your convenience for free. So again, your options for listening to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Tune in each day at 1 o'clock on 1550 AM The Voice, or go to speakingwith.com and click on listen online at your convenience. If you want to alternate, sometimes listen by tuning into the radio station. At other times, clicking the listen online at your convenience link. Alternate, not a problem. You have options, and I'm so glad that we're able to provide you with them. All right, talking about ways that we can be healthier and more productive, whether at school, work, how about even at home? That's right, because just because we get home and we want to be more relaxed, etc., that doesn't necessarily mean that there's no need to focus. We still have chores to do, right? There's work to do at home. And some of that involves safety, which means we need to be focused. But how about also the need to be truly, truly there when we're talking with our loved ones at home? We need to be focusing then too. All right. So taking breaks can help us, especially if we're taking breaks throughout the day. So we took a look at taking a break from email. What about those cell phone notifications, ladies and gentlemen? Yes, cell phone notifications. Do you use that feature? Something that will let you know anytime someone is trying to call you or they're trying to text you. When you're alerted to text or an incoming call by an alarm or a vibration or even a trendy ringtone, a cell phone notification can distract you enough to impair your ability to concentrate on a task. In fact, the distraction caused by a notification is just as off-putting as using your cell phone to make calls or send a text message, according to research. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? What do you think about that? That a notification of a call or a text coming through can be just as distracting as actually making a call or sending a text message through the cell phone. The team discovered that while notifications are short in duration, they tend to trigger task-irrelevant thoughts or mind-wandering that damages task performance. So, what kinds of thoughts come to your mind when you receive a cell phone notification? Even if you don't pick it up, what kind of thoughts come to your mind? What do you think about? Do you ever find yourself wondering, even if in retrospect, now that we're having this discussion, do you ever find yourself wondering, who is that? I wonder if this is an important call or text. I wonder if this is something I should just check out later. Will it be okay? And I know that, you know, You know, part of the issue is, what do we do in case of emergencies? What if someone is trying to call or text because there is an emergency? Well, one of my questions is this. Does your phone offer features that allow you to let notifications come through only if it is indeed an emergency? And, you know, you let family members know, hey, look, if it's an emergency, truly an emergency, something that needs to be dealt with right now, call. Now, I know that can be tricky, but think about this. And when I say tricky, you know, one of the questions might be, well, how do I set my phone up to do that? And I tell you, I'm not a huge technology person, but this is one of the thoughts that comes to my mind. With those phones that have give you the ability to match certain ringtones with certain people, you might want to consider having one, and this is just an idea. This is just an idea, just one idea, but let it stir you up, get you thinking about it. What if you have one ringtone that you match to all your family members, and anytime that ringtone sounds, you know it's from a family member, even if you don't know which family member. But that's for any contacts that they're trying to make with you that are not considered emergencies. They just want to get through to you. But then, if there is an emergency, you can match family members with a distinct ringtone that says to you, this is a family member calling with an emergency, calling about an emergency, because this specific ringtone is different from the other ringtone that you match your family members up with. This is a very, very different, distinct ringtone, and you match this ringtone up, this distinct ringtone. There may be something on there. There may be some sounds in your phone that sound like an emergency, a siren or something. You want to be careful with that one, because if it goes off while you're in the car and folks, you forget that that's what you put in there, you might be looking around for a siren approaching you from behind or from somewhere on the road, and it might be your phone. But some kind of way to let you know, this is a family member calling about an emergency. I need to take this. And at your earliest opportunity, you go ahead and handle that. That's just one idea. And otherwise, you know that it's not an emergency. I'll let this person leave a message, whether it's family or not family. But remember, just having a notification come through can be distracting. So another option is to have no notifications unless it is an emergency, and you use that distinct tone to pair up with people who you want to be able to get through to you in the event of an emergency. The team explained that task performance takes a hit when cell phone notifications come through because humans have a limited capacity for attention that needs to be split between tasks. The researchers also emphasized that just being aware of a mixed text or call can have the same effect. So, if you need to stay on track and you need to stay focused, it might be worth either turning off your cell phone, setting it to silent, or putting it away somewhere that you can't see it, especially when you're doing schoolwork. You're in class. You're getting ready to go to bed. All right, I'll be right back.